Manuscript Releases, Volume 15. Mr. Number 1175. Disagreements Concerning College View Audio. Before the last general conference, Dr. Kellogg came to St. Helena and had some conversation with me. I was very weak, and I told him so. I knew that I was not strong enough to talk with him. Nevertheless, he gave me his account of the scene at the meeting at College View. He presented things contrary to the way in which they had been presented to me by the Lord. He related matters as if he were the one who had been wrong. I said, "The Lord has instructed me in regard to that matter. When I am convinced that it is the Lord's will for me to change my opinions, I will let you know. But I cannot now speak with you, for I have no strength." Dr. Kellogg said that he did not expect me to say anything. Well, the matter passed on until some time after the conference, when Dr. Kellogg again visited me at St. Helena, and once more repeated the same thing. He spoke with the same spirit of self-justification that he had spoken before. When he had finished, I said, "I wish you to understand, Dr. Kellogg, that every word that I have written to you in regard to that scene is correct." But he would not accept the way in which I presented the matter as being correct, and I would not accept his statement. I have not seen Dr. Kellogg since, except for a few minutes when I was at South Lancaster. But I was taken very ill with a severe cold and could not talk with anyone. There the matter stands. But every word of the presentation regarding the scene at College View is true. Dr. Kellogg seemed to care nothing about the after results. I told him that he had grieved the Spirit of God, and that he must never again act toward his brethren as he acted in that meeting.